The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Pandemic 2020. Pandemic 2020. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. If you've got questions about the coronavirus, call now 877-970-2999 and talk to the experts.
Hey, Joe on the radio. That's right. We're here for you. 905 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us on this March 23rd as we get through this together. And Lord knows we will get through this together. Dr. Alan Kadish is kind enough to join us, president of Touro College and New York Medical College. Alan, welcome back to the show. Doctor, great to have you with us this morning.
Thanks a lot. I wish it were under different circumstances, but I'm happy to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. The phones are lit up, 877-970-2999. We have questions online. If you want to email a question for Dr. Alan Kadish, it's at am970theanswer.com and email the question. And we have some of them right here. But I want to start, if I can, doctor, about we want to talk to you about this coronavirus and the medical science behind it. First, you got to let us know how you're handling this in terms of education at Touro. Are you guys focused on remote learning at this point?
We've converted essentially completely to remote learning.
Wow.
We have a long experience with online education at Touro, so it was probably a little easier for us than it might be for other institutions that haven't done online learning.
Yeah.
But we had contingency plans in place, and every one of our 18,000 plus students is now learning online. The biggest challenge has been for those students who have clinical or field placements in health science education or in classroom education. We've obviously had to adapt those to simulation, and that's been a little bit of a challenge. But we think that every one of our students will be able to get credit for the current semester, with the small exception of a few cases in which outside accreditors won't accept the substitute experiences.
Understood. Thanks so much, Doctor, for that. Jimmy calling in from Jersey. Jimmy, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Dr. Kadish?
Hi, this is Ginny, Virginia. Ginny!
Hi! Yes.
How are you? I thank you, Joe, and thank you, Doctor. I live in New Jersey, and I also missed the governor's speech because I was listening to the president. I believe we are not permitted to be outside. That's the one question for you in New Jersey. And also, is it safe for us to be walking around the block, keeping our distance? Because as I understand, this is an airborne and touch transmissible illness. Can you elaborate on that, please, doctor?
Thanks,
Jimmy. So my best understanding is that, I'm sorry, Joe.
No, go ahead, Alan. Thank you.
Sure. My best understanding is that you're still allowed to go outside for food and medicine and for a walk around the block as long as you stay a distance from other people. It's recommended 6 feet. We're not sure exactly how long the virus can stay airborne, but certainly if you're far away from other people, you should be okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't, and Ginny, thank you for calling, but from what I understand, doctor, is you know, it's you have to be right up close and close quarters, and, you know, that's why they say keep six feet away, and if you're out there with all the wind and everything, but not to go out and congregate, because people are doing that, doc. Are you watching that? They're not listening, and apparently that has been the problem in Italy as well, and why they can't get a handle on that, yes?
The parks look crowded. And people are definitely too close together. I think it's gotten better. There are pictures of New York City from last night, that really show places empty.
Yeah.
So I think people are now recognizing how bad this can become.
Yeah.
And they're getting better. But we've got to be really careful that we don't spread this around more, because it's becoming bad.
Doc, do you think
so? I'm encouraged by those pictures.
And they said maybe it'll slow down with the warm weather. We don't know. That's what they're saying. But then viruses like this, like what happened in, with the Spanish flu in 1918, they said it went away and then it came back a little bit. Do you see that happening with the coronavirus?
So I don't think anyone knows enough about the coronavirus to be sure. But what I will say is this. Science is a lot better than it was in 1918. There are three different approaches being worked on to try to take care of coronavirus. There's the vaccine approach. There's using existing drugs to try to treat it. And then there's developing new drugs. And the reality is, I think that we've gotten better enough at science that by a year from now, we'll have this thing not necessarily cured, but very well controlled. So I'm less concerned about what happens a year from now, because I really think we've got a lot of really smart people around the world with very advanced scientific techniques.
What
doing
a great
things we weren't able to do in 1918.
Great answer.
So I'm concerned about what's going on now before those therapies can make it into place.
Alan, I got to ask you, doctor, and again, just out of curiosity, because we were talking to Dr. Stephen Greer, he says that the infrastructure, the molecular structure of this virus seems very strange, like it could have been man-made. I mean, and I don't want to get conspiratorial, I don't want to say anything, but he said it was the way this attacks the lungs, it seems like it was, man-made. Do you feel anything like that, or is this just another corona strain that got just more, potent?
I don't know of any evidence that it's man-made. We've seen new viruses in the past two decades attacking people. This one happens to be more dangerous than the other viruses, than the things that were called MERS and SARS. But that doesn't mean it was man-made. I don't know of any evidence that this is man-made. Anything's possible.
Yeah,
I don't know of any evidence.
Understood. Looking at, by the way, 877-970-2999 if you have a question for the doctor. But I want to go online now. AM970theanswer.com. We're getting some email questions in, doctor, if I may. Are there any regulations, rules, or protocol in pediatric medical offices? Is wearing a mask and gloves a must? Should the worker be tested for COVID-19? I'm a very concerned mom. Thank you. God bless us all. We appreciate the email. Doc, if someone has to take their child to a doctor, what's the protocol inside a pediatric office?
So it's a great question. We have, in most cases, doctor's offices have protection for the healthcare workers. And, of course, since they're around all the patients, they're the ones who would be most likely to be infected otherwise. So in most doctor's offices, they at least have masks and gloves for the healthcare workers. We were not well enough prepared to have multiple masks for everybody in the country. But if you have a reputable physician's office, they're cleaning surfaces, the healthcare professionals are wearing masks and gloves, and I wouldn't go to the office for something elective because no control methods are perfect. But if you need to go to the pediatrician's office and you have a well-trained physician, I think they're going to make it as safe as possible. And I've had a situation where my own kids have had to take their children to the pediatrician's office, and they've gone. And hopefully those methods will protect them.
Yeah, Doc, thank you. Doc, another email question, am970theanswer.com, if you want to email Dr. Alan Kadish. Doc, how do you get advance on your prescriptions? This is a great question from a gal who says, she can't wait. If insurance has restrictions on time limits for refills, they always say, we can't do it right now. How do we get the pharmacy to advance those prescriptions, do you think, Doc?
So I'm hoping that insurance companies will display more flexibility, but until then, the only idea you have is if you can afford it, if it's a cheap generic, to pay for it yourself, and then the pharmacy will sell it to you. And for a lot of prescription drugs, there are a lot of for many drugs, there are pharmacies that will say we can do it for $5 a month. Not for every drug, but for many drugs. So if you have a pharmacy and you have a drug where they can do it for $5 a month or less, you have the option of paying for it to be sure you don't run out. But I have no magic if the insurance companies haven't been flexible in their policies yet.
She says, this gal says, and we want to put everybody at ease here, but she suggests that Governor Cuomo waives the insurance restrictions on time limitations the way they did in Tennessee. That's not a bad idea. So maybe we know a lot of folks listen to the show, and we can get to the governor's office and to waive that, because you know how strict they are. And isn't it like when I go out of the country, Doc, for example, I'll say to my pharmacist, could you give me an advance? And they do it. They will do it. I imagine the pharmacy will do that. Yes.
So again, if insurance companies don't have an exception for it, they won't. And of course, the danger, Joe, is if everybody orders their prescriptions about at the same time, we're going to run out of drugs.
Yeah, man.
So I would not recommend doing that in a wholesale way, because we're not going to be able to supply it to everybody.
All right. Thank you, Doc. Here's Nick calling in from Brooklyn. Good morning, Nick. Do you have a question for Dr. Kadish?
Good morning. I have a question about the coronavirus affecting a pregnant woman in her 30 years old that is otherwise healthy and in her first trimester.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. How should pregnant folks, pregnant gals think and deal with this, do you think, Dr. Kadish?
So right now, fortunately, there's no evidence that pregnant women or children are increased risk. That said, obviously, there's a lot we don't know about coronavirus, and you want to be careful. So if I were advising a pregnant woman, I would say just be much more careful about social isolation, even than you would otherwise. If you have to buy food or medicine, send somebody else to the store.
Good. Don't
take your walks outside. Be more careful, just because there's so much we don't know. I don't want to get anybody too worried. There's no evidence that pregnant women at this point are at increased risk.
Understood. Let me go to Mike in Jersey. Mike, you have a question for Dr. Kadish. Thanks for calling the show, my friend.
Yeah, this is a great service today, Joe. Real quickly, Doc, how would you define what, shortness of breath is with regard to the coronavirus?
It's a great question. Great question. You know, well, because all of us, we get old, you're trying to breathe. You know, when does it get severe enough that you should probably go see somebody, Doc? Shortness of breath.
So people with coronavirus can have anything from a little shortness of breath to have overwhelming pneumonia and require hospitalization in the ICU on a ventilator or worse. So there's no magic shortness of breath that will define that you have coronavirus. The bottom line, first of all, is we all get short of breath. If there's a change, that means something's going on. If you feel a change, you should call your doctor. And if it's mild, the doctor will likely tell you stay at home and only get to the emergency room if you start feeling significant shortness of breath. But it really depends on the doctor knowing you, because you don't want to wait too long before you get to the hospital. So it really depends on how old you are, what are the diseases you have, what the doctor knows about you. There's no single size fits all here.
It's so true. Dr. Alan Kadish, kind enough to join us, president of Touro College in New York Medical College. Doc, if you could stay with us just a little while longer. I know how busy you are. We appreciate this service that you are giving our listeners. If I can ask, how would you characterize, Doc, the response from local and national public health authorities?
I think we have a lot of talented people doing the best they can. I think I would agree with Dr. Fauci, who's the foremost infectious disease expert in the United States. We could have been better prepared. But right now, I think, is the time for coming together and saying, what can we do to make things better starting today? The time to worry about what happened and what we could have done differently is 12 months from now, when we're out of this. If people want to say, how do we plan better for next time, that's fine. Right now, I think everyone should be focused on how we can come together, work together as Americans and human beings to lick this. We have enormous talent, and if we work together, we can do it. So I don't want to, right now, I don't think it's productive to get into what could have happened or what should have happened. We need to focus on how will we respond right now.
Dr. Alan Kadish, if you'd be so kind to hang with us just a couple more minutes. The number is 877-97. Thank you, doctor. 877-970-2999. If you want to email a question to the doc, it's am970theanswer.com. Go to our website, and we have a guy that has a lot of answers to your questions, Dr. Alan Kadish from Touro College and New York Medical College. Debbie Duhame is always looking out for you, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock on the roads. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise? Getting crazy? It's got to be a lot lighter than usual, Deb, huh?
Yeah, Joe, it's a lot lighter than normal, but we do have heavy exiting volume, Garden State Parkway into 116 for the PNC Bank Art Center with that coronavirus testing site over there. 36 southbound at Grand Avenue getting into Atlantic Highlands. Watch out for an accident over there as well. And it looks like a sewer main break over on Livingston Avenue, that ramp into Route 1. Looks like an accident there with some ongoing police department activity as well. So do prepare for some delays right through North Brunswick over there. Now, traffic is still very light at the Hudson and East River crossings. Remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Newark Bay Extension westbound by 14A in Bayonne. An earlier accident completely cleared out of the way. And heading over to the Staten Island Expressway westbound at 440. Looks like an accident taking two lanes here, heading right out toward the area of the Gothels Bridge. Rain today with a high of 44. Sun tomorrow, high of 58. Rain Wednesday with a high in the mid-40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame, 921. I got my Balance of Nature here. You want to build up your immune system, you could do it with Balance of Nature. You know why? Because Balance of Nature is just fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And I can't make a clinical study. I'm not going to make an FDA study. I'm going to tell you how it affects me. When I go with my crazy schedule, I religiously stay on Balance of Nature. You know, I take the fruits. I have them in my hand as I speak. I'll take three fruits before the show, three fruits after the show. I'll do the vegetables later. And it seems to really keep off any of those free radicals that are attacking us, whether it's viruses or just every day, the allergies and everything else. You need this is my opinion. You need Balance of Nature in your system because you'll feel better. You'll have better mental clarity. And you know what? It's fruits and vegetables. That's all it is in a vegetarian capsule. And it's antioxidants, which fights off everything. And I take antioxidants because I'm a cancer survivor from 1981. I had cancer. They gave me a cure rate 91, but I'm always looking over my shoulder. I always worry. Once you hear those words, cancer, I want to put antioxidants in my body. That's why I'm so vigilant on taking Balance of Nature. 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. And now you get free shipping at 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, please. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751 or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Dennis Prager is still hard at it for a reason.
I could broadcast from home because as you know, I broadcast from all over the world, but I don't want to be in my house 24/7. Why am I telling you that I come into the studio and I could perfectly well broadcast at home? It is healthy to be with people, my friends. That is why.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
After 25 years of building websites for all kinds of companies in many different industries, AmericanEagle.com realized a well-designed website is also your best employee. Bringing efficiency, revenue, production, showing up every day, giving above and beyond to increase your bottom line. That's what a website designed, developed, and hosted by AmericanEagle.com has brought to so many clients. An AmericanEagle.com website is a 24/7 branding exercise, building rapport and thus brand equity while you sleep. Companies like WeatherTech have relied on AmericanEagle.com's website design and development and hosting capabilities for years. When some of the world's top brands need a reliable company to prepare their sites for high traffic events, who do they call? AmericanEagle.com. Their clients have come to rely on them for a full line of website services from consulting and strategy to digital marketing, hosting, and maintenance. Give the team at AmericanEagle.com a call today. 1-877-WEB-NOW. The number one is the number. AmericanEagle.com is the website. 1-877-WEB-NOW-1 is the number.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more. All in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 925. Going back to Dr. Kadish in a second. We have a winner to today's Yonkers trivia question brought to you by St. Joseph Medical Center of Yonkers. When you're injured, not feeling well, or time is of the essence, remember St. Joseph's Medical Center's emergency room. They're there for you 24-7, 914-378-7000. Here is Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano with today's trivia question and answer.
Who played the original Felix Unger in The Odd Couple on Broadway, who lived in a Crestwood section of the city of Yonkers? Of course, Art Carney.
I knew that, but no one else did. We don't have a winner, so we're going to have to just add on to the prize here, which is a $50 gift certificate to the Heritage Bar and Restaurant and Eileen's on McLean Avenue, rated the number one family restaurant in Yonkers. We're going to have more of those trivia questions thanks to St. Joseph's Medical Center of Yonkers. Again, when you're injured, you can call 914-378-7000.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
This hour of the Joe Piscopo Show, sponsored by Evig Incorporated. Pandemic 2020. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. If you've got questions about the coronavirus, call now, 877-970-2999, and talk to the experts.
Joe on the radio with Dr. Alan Kadish, kind enough to join us. We got a couple more minutes. Dr. Kadish is the president of Touro College and New York Medical College. Dr. Kadish, appreciate your time. And hey, Doc, let me ask you about the communities. I saw there's like the Italian American community or the Orthodox Jewish community, you know, close knit communities that have large families. Does that put them more at risk, do you think?
I think. Having young people together with older generations, I think, was a lot of what caused the problem, the increased problem in Italy. And having communities which are used to participating in big weddings, big gatherings, prayer services, also put people at risk. The more people you have in a confined space, the greater the risk. And that's been especially hard on a lot of people, changing their behavior in that way. It took a little while, but I think we're there now. I think people recognize the seriousness of this. Community leaders and religious authorities have weighed in, and people now are practicing appropriate isolation.
I know. For me, not, I didn't go to church yesterday, Doc, you know, because I watched the streaming. Cardinal Dolan had a great streaming mass at St. Patrick's in New York, because I was afraid, you know, being a Catholic with the communion, I mean, should I be concerned about the communion, touching with the communion and then going, I mean, maybe it's something, they didn't do it in the, you know, some of the masses, they don't do the peace where you shake your hands, but you should be careful. And you hate to say that, stay home from the mosque, from the temple, from the church, but it's something we should be concerned about, right?
Well, in my community, the synagogues have been closed for 2 weeks.
Wow. Wow.
And we've just said it's just not worth the risk.
There you go.
And I would say that it's just not worth the risk. From what I understand, there's the Pope participated in some things virtually. And I think that's, in this environment, that's the way we've got to go.
Yes, sir, right now. Alan Kaddish with us. Let me go to Adrian calling in from Tennessee. Adrian, welcome. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question for the doc?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm curious. Does the test distinguish between the regular flu and the coronavirus flu? And if so, because, you know, with the flu, you lose about 30 to 50,000 people a year. So yeah, does it distinguish between the regular flu and the coronavirus?
Adrian, thanks for listening down there in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, Doc, when you take the test, that's a good question Adrian has, Doc. When you take the test, does it decipher which flu is what?
So the answer is it does. What's confusing is the way the material is collected is the same with a nasal swab.
Okay.
But the testing is completely different and completely tells the difference between the flu and coronavirus. Now, a lot of people have talked about what was implied by the question from Tennessee, which is, you know, so many people die of the flu. Why are we so worried about this rather than the flu? So I think there are a few reasons. One is the mortality rate, that is the percentage of people who die, appears to be higher than that of the flu. We don't know exactly how much higher because we're still collecting data, but it's definitely higher than the usual flu. The second is it appears to be a little bit more infectious than the regular flu. That is, it's more easily spread from person to person. I say appears because this is so new, we're still learning. But that's what it appears to be. And what I can tell you from talking to colleagues in the emergency room is they've never seen, even in the worst of flu seasons, they've never seen the number of people with shortness of breath and symptoms consistent with coronavirus coming to the emergency room that they have in the last week in New York.
Wow.
And the same thing is true in Italy. They've never seen, even in the worst flu seasons, this many people coming in this short a period of time, overwhelming the medical system, running out of ventilators in Italy. This has never happened with the flu. This is not like the flu.
Yeah,
it's going to take a little while for the numbers to add up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But at that point, it'll become very obvious that this is fundamentally more dangerous, and we've got to be vigilant in fighting against it.
Doc, we want if I can get one more question, sir. You've been so patient with us, Dr. Kaddish. We appreciate it very much. Let me go to Sue, if I can, in Jersey. Sue, you have a question for the doctor, please.
I do. I want to know, how long does this virus last on a surface, specifically paper or plastic or money?
So on paper and plastic, it lasts only for 2 to 3 hours. On hard surfaces, and again, we don't really understand the reasons yet, but on hard surfaces, it can last for 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
Surfaces like marble. So boxes that get delivered by Amazon and things like that are probably okay and not that dangerous.
All right. Thank you, Doc. You know, we got to run. Joseph, let me get one last question. Did we lose Joseph there? Albert, we lost him there? Okay. Hey, Doctor, you know what? We appreciate your patience. We appreciate your time. And by the way, if we lose you, if you didn't get through to the doc, tomorrow we will be back on the air 9 o'clock taking questions. Dr. Alan Kaddish is the president of Touro College and New York Medical College, a very knowledgeable man. Doc, I know how busy you are, man. Thank you so much for joining us. And we appreciate
thanks
your valuable time. And hopefully we'll talk soon again, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care.
Dr. Alan Kaddish. There's the man right there. And again, if you did tomorrow, we're 9 o'clock, Pandemic 2020, sponsored by Balance of Nature. By the way, Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. And we'll be back tomorrow with all of that. 9:33 right now. We're going to talk to Judge Michael Martinelli, a good guy up in the Yonkers section of New York, New York. 9:33, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School taking part in a test of a new point-of-care exam to detect COVID-19. The school had been given the permission by the government to work with a molecular diagnostics firm in California on the project. If successful, the test can be performed without the need for a centralized laboratory. The NFL draft is still on for late April, but no one knows how or where it will be staged. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, it will not be in Las Vegas. The league isn't commenting publicly, but the Los Angeles Times reports the draft might be a studio show with cut-ins to teams' headquarters for picks. And Amtrak is canceling its Acela Express trains in the Northeast as the coronavirus sharply cuts down demand for intercity travel. Amtrak will continue running the slower Northeast regional trains from Boston to New York to Washington, but the regional is running only 40% of its usual weekday schedule. And in sports, Knicks, Nets, and the rest of the NBA can expect to get paid this period, but beyond that, it's uncertain. League sent a memo Friday saying players will receive full pay due April 1st, but left open recouping future salaries for lost games come April 15th. The Giants are providing some financial assistance to those helping out during the COVID-19 pandemic. They are stepping up to fund a program that provides no-cost child care for first responders at the Meadowlands YMCA the next 10 weeks. The stock market is open. It is down about 200 points right now, trading at about 18,935. It's down now 250 points as we go into the break here. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Again, cashless tolling at the George Lincoln Holland Gothels Bridge and the Outer Bridge crossing. Let's go out to the westbound Staten Island Expressway right at 440. It's an accident on the shoulder, so watch out for a brake check heading through that area. Watch for this sewer and water main break on Livingston Avenue right at Route 1 into North Brunswick. Watch out for that delay on the ramp. Garden State Parkway, still some exiting volume into 116 for the PNC Bank Arts Center, and 36 southbound at Grand Avenue into Atlantic Highlands. It's an accident there as well, so do prepare for a brake check as well. We're seeing some slowdowns over on 9W southbound, getting down towards Stony Lonesome Road into Highland Falls, and 84 west at the Taconic, an accident just cleared. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Are you tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota, please. Like my sister Carol did, please. Right? No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies. Alex Kinsella, the general manager who I keep telling you about, prides himself in those low, low lease offers. How low, you ask? I say 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. Now Alex wants you to experience Route 22's smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that has been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. And when I sat with Alex and Iggy and Carmelo and Johnny and Chris, and they came up with the concept of first five callers next 5 minutes, I stood there, I went, wow, man, that is really great. You're going to give away a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter to everybody that calls us? That's exactly what they're doing, and it's been working out great. And now all European models are excluded, but if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And you don't got to deal with dummies. No back and forth, no rigmarole, no shenanigans. I love those words, right? First five callers, next 5 minutes. Oof, I'll give you the 9:45. Joey Generosity on the radio will give you the 9:45. I'm giving you a few extra minutes here. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, it's Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Welcome to the Invite Health Buy One, Get One Free Spring Event. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health supplement at suggested retail and get the second bottle free, including all immune system nutrients. Consider multi-protection. It's no ordinary multivitamin, supplying five different strains of probiotic bacteria for immune system support, along with the vitamins D, A, C, and zinc. Nutrients the immune system must have to make white blood cells and to function properly. And that's not all that makes it different. Multi-protection comes in a base of green vegetables and fruits for additional antioxidant protection. Here's the number, and write it down, because you could speak with an Invite Nutrition information is 7 days a week. The number is 800-789-1125. The number for Envite, 800-789-1125. Visit EnviteHealth.com for retail locations and additional product offers. Take advantage of Envite's limited time buy one, get one free spring event. Contact Envite at 800-789-1125. That number again, 800-789-1125, or go to EnviteHealth.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know how much I love talking about local-based family-owned business, right? Well, the Minerva family has been taking care of your family throughout Westchester and the Bronx for over 30 years. Based in Yonkers, Empress Ambulance Service is one of the premier providers of both emergency and non-emergency medical transport in New York State. The highly trained and skilled men and women of Empress Ambulance Service work 24 hours a day, every day of the year to respond in a moment's notice. If you have a medical emergency, God forbid, Empress has numerous partners in healthcare with all the major hospital networks throughout Westchester and Bronx and the Bronx, right? Empress also serves many correctional institutions, and this is very important. They have private care facilities as well that they take care of, right? So this, if you're, you think your community deserves the best service, you know, time in need, inquire about the expertise and long history of Empress Ambulance Service, please. You can call Empress EMS at 914-965-5040, 914-965-5040, or visit their website, EmpressEMS.com. Remember, always please dial 911, of course, when you need immediate assistance, but go to EmpressEMS.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, it's Piscopo on the radio. We are here for you. We're here. I'm sending hugs through the airwaves. We love having you with us. We have a lot going on. We're trying to get as much information out to you and put you at ease that we're going to get through this together. Judge Michael Martinelli is a great guy. Yonkers City Court Chief Administrative Judge. Had a great chat with him last week before last we were together. Judge, thanks for joining us on the show. How you making it through this corona situation, sir?
Thanks so much for having me, Joe, and thanks so much for featuring Yonkers. It seems like another world, that dinner we had a couple of weeks ago.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the exact same thing. We're all together. We weren't thinking about it. And boom, like in a couple of days, that was it, you know? But my God, I have to tell you, Judge, you have to tell me too. You know, I love history. I love family history. I love your family has been there from day one in Yonkers. Am I right? And then weren't we in, was that the building that your father owned that we had at the Zupa? Your family own that at one time?
That was originally the Gazette Press building, which was the newspaper, which was not owned, but my family's paper was actually on the other side of the block in Larkin Plaza, Home News and Times. The Gazette Press was the name of my dad's business, but that wasn't a newspaper.
Oh, that's so funny. But to be there at dinner in the beautiful Zupa restaurant, there, huh? That was why you've been there since you were a kid, right?
Amazing. So it's just to see that building. If you go downstairs into the wine cellar, you're right there with the brick wall and you have the Sawmill River flowing through on the other side.
Yeah. It's a great community up in Yonkers, New York. And, you know, for people who might be familiar, not be familiar with the role, what does a chief administrative judge do, sir?
Well, there are a bunch of city courts right now we have 7 full-time judges in Yonkers. Everything's kind of on a standstill with the virus, and that every city court in the county of Westchester is being called once a day in White Plains, and all the city court judges are rotating through there. I was up there last week with my colleagues. And basically, only if you're in custody, if you have a required felony hearing or something like that, is the criminal court going to be open. And the courts in general are not really open unless you're dealing with orders of protection or child protection or things like that. Very limited.
Yeah, tell us, though, about this bail reform. You know, you forget about all these things because we're all worried about this virus now. But the bail reform, it's changed the justice system in New York State and Yonkers specifically?
All over the state. I mean, the problem with the bail reform is nobody wants to see anybody sit in jail while they're waiting for their trial. And the problem that we have there that precipitated this, I think, comes out of the legislature, where the speaker is from the Bronx, and the situation in the Bronx was not good, where people did end up doing things like that. So they put this list together of cases that you can't have bail set on, which are crazy. Home burglaries, you know, there's a bunch of things. I'm sure everybody's pretty familiar with the list. So they have three forms of bail. But I have to have cases called. Back when I was hearing cases, you'd have to release people, and tell them to send flowers to the legislature, they have this situation where, people were not getting any discovery down there in the Bronx until just before trial. In Westchester County, we've had very enlightened prosecutors. Going back to my father-in-law, Carl Vigari, but the chief judge in New York now, Janet DeFiore, was the district attorney of Westchester County. Tony Scarpino is now, and they have long provided discovery to defendants, even though it wasn't statutorily required, with the result that you might be able to get some plea bargains because the defense attorneys could show their clients discs, video, things like that. And they'd say, well, look, if we work this out now, we can resolve it. But they didn't do that in the Bronx. You didn't get the discovery until just before trial. And I guess that was the speaker's world. That's what he knew. And the main thing that's wrong with this discovery right now is that it's not related to whether you're in custody. I could see if you're in custody and you can't make bail or you're on a non-bailable offense that you should get quick discovery. Right. But if you're not in that situation, there's no need. I'm a former defense attorney, and I know, speaking for defense attorneys, nobody's ever in a rush to go to trial. So they put this system together in a way not as perfectly as they could. Let's just say that.
And they took the power away from the choice of a judge to make a decision, correct?
Well, they took all the discretion away from the court. I mean, even the state of New Jersey, which has a similar system, which you're probably familiar with, has a point system that you can do this, this, and this, and take it to consideration. I have to tell you, it's very frustrating as a judge.
Yeah.
But now I'll add this: in light of the virus, I mean, and I'm not a fan of this new bail law. It's kind of like the law of unintended consequences, because right now they're scrambling to get people out of these custody situations because of the virus and the close quarters. And like with speaking for the courts, they're trying to do a lot of things by video. So the problem with that is New York City is kind of set up for it, but Westchester County is only partially set up. A lot of the facilities are not set up. The state penitentiary does not have the capability of having a defendant. It's amazing. You know, in some of the local jurisdictions, Yonkers is not set up for it. You know, it's just crazy. So it sounds great, and I think it's going to be something we all move toward. And I know that the chief judge wants to do it, but it's not in place yet, like many things.
Judge Michael Martinelli. Judge, before I let you go, we were supposed to do, I think we're going to do, when all this settles down, another remote broadcast, a couple of them up there in Yonkers. Tell us what makes Yonkers so special. And I saw when we were there and we had dinner and we were all around, and it was so closely knit. Everybody knew you, respected your great reputation, you being there since a kid. I mean, that's what really makes the country great. Why do you feel Yonkers is so special and so great?
Well, because I think that Yonkers is made up of a series of communities. I grew up in Yonkers, and I still live in Yonkers. I've lived in a number of different places in Yonkers, where my wife and I often joke that you don't move out of Yonkers, you just move to a different part of Yonkers. I know the mayor always likes to say that we're Yonkers tough, so it's kind of a hybrid between the suburbs and the city, and it's it's an oversized town in a way, in that many people know each other. The people who are involved are all familiar with each other, despite the fact that we're going to be, I think, after the next census, the third largest city in the in the state.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great job up there, Judge. Great to see you. Great to break bread with you, my friend. God bless. Godspeed. And we'll see you up there soon enough in Yonkers, Judge Martinelli.
Thank you so much, Joe. Good luck to you, too.
Thank you, sir. Judge Michael Martinelli, Yonkers City Court Chief Administrative Judge. Hey, 949 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there all morning long checking traffic for you on AM 970. The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. I do see some volume in Yonkers over on South Broadway into Prospect Street. Also, Riverdale Ave slowing down right into Prospect Street in Yonkers as well. Let's see what's going on as you take it out to 17. 17 is moving slowly as you head westbound, heading out toward the area of Crystal Run Road, exit 122 into Wallkill. That's an overturned vehicle. The roads are wet. Please take it slowly. Traffic is moving okay at the Hudson and East River crossings, 23 south of 287. That ramp is still blocked because of a large sinkhole on the ramp. And if you're heading over to Livingston Ave, right at Route 1, partial ramp closure here in North Brunswick with a broken sewer line over there. So definitely steer clear of that. LIE heading westbound, getting out toward Van Dam Street. Looks like some earlier problems cleared. And taking a ride to the Southern State eastbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay. It's a crash over there. Montauk Highway getting out toward the area of Bayport Avenue into Bayport. They're just cleaning up an accident over there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. If you're feeling run down, you don't have that energy, you know what you want to do? You want to build up your immunity system, and it's because you're eating and you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. So your energy is going to be down, your mental clarity is going to be down, and you know what? Your immunity is going to be down. You want to make sure you have enough fruits and vegetables. But if you're like me, you're not going to have time to eat all the fruits and vegetables. So we want you to try Balance of Nature, a natural food and vegetarian capsule, just like that. 100% whole food, plants and vegetables right there in a capsule, just like that. Not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics that you eliminate, that upset your stomach. Balance of Nature, I'm telling you, one dose of Balance of Nature, one daily dose has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That builds up your immune system. And now you can get free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751. Please, I worry about you. You're part of this family. I worry about you. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Gun confiscation, abortion, open borders. This is the future the left is planning for you, and they're funded by major cell phone corporations. You don't even realize that you're funding the machine trying to destroy our Constitution, our values, and our country every time you use your cell phone. Those big companies constantly partner with the left, but who's partnering with you? Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only company protecting the Constitution with every call you make by donating a portion of your bill to conservative causes. Recently, they supported the sanctity of life at the March for Life. All plans include unlimited talk and text, reliable nationwide coverage, and no hidden fees. Don't wait to support your values. Go to patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Get a free Motorola Moto Z3 Play when you add one or up to four lines of service. Plus, they'll give you a free gift, too. Call their U.S.-based team at 972-PATRIOT. Visit patriotmobile.com/Gorka or call 972-PATRIOT. Once again, 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy, breezy, and quite chilly today with intermittent rain and drizzle. That rain can be mixed with wet snow for a time, especially north of the city, the high 46. Bit of leftover rain and drizzle this evening, then cloudy, damp, and chilly overnight, low 40. Tomorrow will turn out partly sunny and milder, high 57. And Wednesday, cloudy and chilly with more rain at times, high 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con e butto belle faste già. Sotterceller di Roma.
Dean Martin, makes you feel great when you hear Dino, doesn't it though? Huh? Listen to his voice. He's got a magic voice. Dino Paul Crescetti.
Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappearing two by two. On an evening in Roma.
Speaking of Roma, 5 minutes before Mike Gallagher, 9:55 right now, I got a nice text from my cousin Gerardina in Italy, and we apparently lost a, there was an aunt, an older aunt, and she had cancer, but she passed away from the coronavirus. She, Gerardina, said she's down south, and they're worried, she texted me, they're worried, it's mostly up north, and they're worried that it's going to come down south, and that was disconcerting. How's it going in New York? She asked. In Italy, we are in quarantine. Shops and many businesses have closed. For now, in the south, there are still few cases of contagion, but I fear it is only a matter of time. At the beginning of March, a sister of her mom and of our Aunt Maria passed away, 66 years old, Giuseppina, whom we, may she rest in peace. So it's interesting. So I try to be positive, you know. I texted her back and I said, well, we got it all control here, you know, in the States. Everything seems to be okay. Keep us posted. If you need anything, let me know. But apparently it's up north in Italy. But I think people are still, they're just going out. As from what I keep hearing about Italy, they're going out and they're not staying home. So that's why the Surgeon General is telling us in America, is this is a tough week. You're going to see all this, the spikes in the cases of coronavirus because the testing, of all the testing. But still, I think this is an important time just to stay put. You know what? Better safe than sorry. Are they overreacting? Should we shut down everything? Is the government going to shut us down for 7 days like the rumor? I don't know, but it's better safe than sorry, I think, because of the aggressive nature of this virus. You know, it is like a flu, but once it gets a hold of you, what you could hear when I'm reading the cases, how it attacks your lungs like nothing else. Hey, it's 9:56. Before we go, let me go to Phil, if I may, up there in Westchester County. Phil, good morning. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. You're doing a great job keeping everybody sane, I think. But the thing is that confused me is with the doctor and the flu, the normal flu. They say like 34,000 people. That's like 0.1%. And I think, you know, and a lot of people that got the flu and died from the flu didn't even know how they died with the regular flu. So I think what we're doing is playing this. It is serious, but the thing is, I think we just go overdoing it. I think the older people will die no matter what.
Well, I hope not. Phil, thank you for the call. It's confusing. Listen, stay tuned. Stay with us here at AM 970, if you would, The Answer. Mike Gallagher is coming up, and we'll answer as many questions and get into it as much as we can. And we're here tomorrow. We're here for you 4 hours every single day. And the whole station is here for you, so we appreciate you checking in. And any concerns, don't forget, we're going to, at 9 o'clock, the forum is open for you at 877-970-2999, and we'll answer all your questions. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for all your hard work on this show today.
Thank you,
we appreciate
Joe.
It. Albert, thank you. Debbie, thank you. And thank you. Do the best you can. Go out and make it the best day ever, please, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
38 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo is asking New York State hospitals to increase their bed capacity by 100%, saying there are currently some 53,000 beds in hospital facilities throughout the state. Governor explained that at least 110,000 beds will be necessary to handle the spiking number of cases. Citing heavy regulation of hospitals, Cuomo told reporters that under current crisis, his administration would be waiving regulation to streamline the process. President Trump has approved the building of medical stations in New York to help handle the huge number of coronavirus cases. There'll be a station set up at the Javits Center in Manhattan, one in Westchester County, two on Long Island. They'll have 1,000 beds and be run by FEMA. They'll come with supplies like respirators, hospital gowns, and masks. Today's the first weekday of a New York State mandate that requires physical locations of non-essential businesses to close and employees to work from home. Governor Cuomo made the drastic move in an attempt to slow the spread of coronavirus. He says only essential places like grocery stores, pharmacies, auto mechanic shops, laundromats may stay open in New York State. Cuomo says any business that violates the rules are subject to fines and will be closed down. And stocks have plunged on the open of Wall Street after the Federal Reserve signaled support for financial markets. Dow Jones was down more than 200 points in early trading. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands.